This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your call.
Fernandez insider and Guiu waiting. It's Jamie Gittins. And so Fernandez. To Correa. Estevao! Blue Paradise!
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
NBC Sports courtesy of the call. That was like a 96-minute winner for Chelsea against Liverpool. That was good stuff for my Chelsea Blues. Enzo, Maresca, Estevao. I'm not up on my soccer really that much this year, but let me tell you something. That was a hell of a finish for Chelsea. Joining us right now to give us some bets for football and maybe we'll get some American football as well is our friend, the great Paisan. The great Anthony DeBundo, who's crushing it for our friends over at The Ringer, like writing columns at ringer.com, the gambling podcast, goes on the Philly Special podcast. Like he's all over the place at The Ringer. He's the best, and we love his success. Anthony DeBundo on Twitter at his name, at Anthony DeBundo. My friend, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm hoping we can get you bought in on Chelsea again. It's been a shaky start to the year, but we'll talk about them in a minute. Some of their underlying numbers, I kind of like what they got cooking over there.
So here's what we're going to do. You and I are on speakerphone. We're going to call the stork. And the stork's going to come back and pick up my daughter. And then I'm going to watch Chelsea on the weekends, and it's going to be awesome. But that's what's going to need to happen. Then we have to have a conversation with my wife. Before we get to soccer bets for this weekend, you are a celebrity Philadelphia Phillies fan. And I'm curious if you have any thoughts on your team's end to the season last week against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
How much time do we have? I feel like
30 seconds.
That loss, a lot of people are comparing it to past years for Philly, and I get it. Like the offense went silent. But to me, this was not a matter of the Phillies playing down to an opponent and choking or blowing the series. This was the Phillies basically having a coin flip type series with the best team in the league. Their starting pitching matched the Dodgers basically pitch for pitch. They actually out hit the Dodgers over the course of the series, and a couple of plays didn't go their way, right? Like a bunt here, an error there, a timely 3-run home run. That was the difference, and it's a bummer to come up short. I wrote this for The Ringer last week. I do not think this is the end. They're going to retool a little bit, but the core is going to be back pretty similarly next year for another run at it. They won 96 games. They're probably the second best team in the league, and I think we already watched the World Series. Maybe I'll be wrong next week, but I think we've already kind of watched the World Series this year.
All right. Now, I mean this sincerely. I'm not trolling. This is not the setup to a joke. I look at the Phillies. This is going to be terrible when you hear what I'm about to say, but I'm being honest. I think they've got, in a bad way, some New York Yankees in them.
Mm.
Do you think
the fundamentals? Well, is that?
No, they're just like this core's never going to win. Like, you have to do something. Like, fire the manager. You have to do something drastic because they're never going to win. And the Yankees do the same thing every year and they don't win. And the Phillies kind of have that feel to me right now. I'm not saying that to troll. I mean it sincerely. Like, 15 seconds and then we'll get to the bets.
I'll say this. 2011, the Phillies, dominant run of 4 or 5 years ended abruptly. And for 10 years of my life, they were an afterthought. They were not relevant. They were poor. I would love to have what the Yankees are, which is just in the playoffs every year with a chance. And that's kind of how modern baseball is. You wait for your right moment to strike. And I hope that the Phillies can build a sustainable winner, because it's something that really over the course of the history of the franchise has never happened. So I will, I'll take that. You're spoiled. I think you're a little spoiled there about the Yankees.
I am. Also, there will never be a time for them to strike. They'll never win with Boone and Cashman. On to better things. Let's talk about some footy this weekend, my friend. And let's lead with the Chelsea Blues, who took to say it like they're like the, with the Portland Trailblazers, with Chelsea, who beat Liverpool, now taking on Nottingham Forest, who, like, after an awesome season for them last year, they got your old friend managing the team right now, and they are an absolute disaster. Ange Postecoglou, right? The Greek? Is he Greek? Chelsea and Nottingham Forest, what do you like?
He's Aussie / Greek, so he's got a connection with the Greek chairman of Nottingham Forest who brought him in. You will not find, I'm trying to think of a good comp for this. It would be like going from the most conservative, it would be like going from the triple option to Mike Leach as your offensive coordinator mid-season. Like, imagine trying to do that. That is essentially what Nottingham Forest is doing here. They had Nuno Espirito Santo, who was a very conservative, defensive, but effective manager. And like you said, Nottingham Forest vastly overperformed last year. It was like, wait, Nottingham Forest is in the top seven? Like, I thought they were a bottom five team. Well, one, there was a little bit of like, okay, their underlying numbers never quite said they were good last year. And so the market came in, had them like 12th, which I thought was about reasonable. Thought they'd be closer to 14th. But now we're seeing that with Chris Wood, their striker, not being as productive as he was last year. He's 35. And now Ange Ball coming in and radically changing this. They built their entire squad. Their analytics department has talked about this. They built their entire squad to play Nuno Ball. Nuno and the crazy owner have a falling out, and the owner says, I'm bringing in my guy Ange. They're not suited to play Ange Ball in any way, and we've seen the early numbers from him. It has not been pretty. So I understand that, you know, this market is pretty against Forest here, but I think it's not far enough. I still like Chelsea. If you just take out red cards, because Chelsea seemed to get one every other game, if you take out all the data of 10v11, Chelsea are still the third best team in the league, maybe fourth, depending on how you look at it. So minus 105 against a bottom five team, I'm going to take the Blues to win tomorrow, bright and early.
How about the Aston Villa and Tottenham matchup, where we have Tottenham's plus 105, you have Aston Villa plus 240 and a tie plus 260 on the three-way market. What are you doing with that match? And is there maybe the total, or is it the side that you're looking at?
Yeah, I bet under 2.5 here. Tottenham games have gone over at a crazy rate to start the season. It's not backed up by any of the data. They have run hotter than every team in the Premier League, and we've seen this song and dance time and time and time again, where a team overperforms. Everybody says, you know, Tottenham, look, they're third in the table. Thomas Frank doing a great job, and like they have some things they're doing well, the set pieces certainly. But if you just look up open play expected goals, Tottenham is 13th in the league. Villa, 16th. These two teams have been really poor at creating chances from open play. It's been a big issue for Villa. They have basically one reliable attacker right now that scores all their goals. If he's not scoring, it's nobody else. So I think this one will be a bit of a snoozer on Sunday morning, like under 2.5. I bet it to like minus 115.
Well, I'm going to go see with that while you're giving the next answer, and I'm going to bet that because I always love taking your soccer bets while we're live on the air. I know you want to talk about like league winner, Premier League winner, and top four market, and the top four is obviously important. You want to qualify for the Champions League. I'm guessing based on the way you ended the answer about Chelsea and Nottingham Forest, I don't want to put words in your mouth. It sounded to me like you think Chelsea is finishing top four, and Chelsea's seventh in the table right now out of 20 teams. Is that where you're headed with this? Do you have another thought here on who could win the Prem and who finishes top four? All of these markets can be found at our show sponsor, BetMGM, and are like readily and easily available.
Yeah, I think if you look at that top four market, like we'll start there, right? So Arsenal, Liverpool, and City are pretty close to locks for me. I mean, I would be pretty shocked if any of them fell out. You know, Liverpool have had some shakiness, but they've also had a really tough schedule to start the year. Their schedule's going to get easier, so I think they'll rack up plenty of points. They're also, you know, Isak, they add him. He's barely played. So you figure that their attack should get a little better. Mo Salah's been a shell of himself to start the season, so if he's a little better, then Liverpool has like a pretty high floor. Man City, you know, Rodri gets another injury, so it's like, maybe, but the way Haaland's scoring goals, so long as he's healthy, they're pretty much a lock for top four. Now, nowadays, it's more top five that gets Champions League, so you have to kind of watch here. But I'm looking at the next tier of teams, right? Who could push for top four? Newcastle, maybe. Not sure there's enough goals in that team, and they're balancing Champions League this year, which did not go well for them last time. We just talked about Spurs. I think Spurs are pretty overrated in the market at that price. And then, you know, Man United, maybe, maybe. But again, like, I still don't trust their midfield at all. Their numbers are really impressive. Their XG numbers are really impressive. I don't trust the manager, and I don't trust the midfield enough to say that they could make a run. The team I'm buying, as a result, it's just like, you know, Chelsea's just kind of sitting there with the, by far the most talent of all those teams I just mentioned in that second tier. And, you know, Cole Palmer is going to be out another month, but the underlying numbers say that it's like top four and the gap. So at plus 110 right now, like, you could have, they were like plus, I think they were minus 160 preseason. They had a couple bad games because of red cards, and now you're getting a discount on them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're only seven matches into the season. Like, there's still a long way to go.
The United thing, and they're plus 450. United is to finish top four. Just if people don't know what's happening with them. So they hired this. He's Portuguese, right? Ruben Amorim?
Yes. Amorim?
Amorim,
yeah.
I got to buy FIFA. Like, I'm being serious. Like, that's going to fix
these
problems.
It's not good anymore. That's the problem. Yeah. FIFA's not. I think that's hurting the game. It's hurting the growth of the sport. The kids do love still play it, but. Maybe I'm getting old, but I just don't love the, it's FC now, EAFC or whatever. It's not as good.
Like, when I used to play FIFA, like 15 years, like, I knew every player on every team because I just love it. You played the game enough. Ruben Amorim.
Now you have a kid, you know, you got a kid and a wife. Yeah. It's a lot harder to play FIFA. Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate the excuses that you're making for me. I make them also. Everyone talks about this guy like he's the biggest clown of all time and he sucks. And now, like, the underlying, I think that's really interesting. I'm going to keep an eye on Manchester United moving forward.
Yeah, I have my eye on them too, because I have an under on them preseason as I do every year. And
are you going to lose?
I don't think, we're still tracking to be fine, but I got my eye on them. The attack has been weirdly good. So let's see. We'll get them a couple more games here. They got Liverpool this weekend, so that'll be a good test.
I thought he was going to get fired.
It has to be a lot worse. Yeah, he hasn't even been in the job a full year yet.
I mean, dude, in soccer, like, you think, like, you know, that doesn't matter. These people are insane that run these teams.
That's true.
You bet on this we'll Friday. See. Our guest, Anthony DeBundo from The Ringer on Twitter at Anthony DeBundo. Now, I'm not trying to lead you in any direction here because we're here for your expertise, but I do enjoy a nice Serie A bet every once in a while. Now, this, you take us anywhere in Europe you want. It doesn't have to be Serie A. We could go to Ligue 1, take a trip to France. We could go to the Bundesliga and hang out in Germany. Hell, if you want to go to Spain, we could go visit La Liga. Let's go somewhere, my friend, in Europe for a bet this weekend outside of the Prem.
Real quick, Arsenal minus 110 is still cheap to win the Premier League. I want to throw that out there. I bet more of that over the last 2 weeks. They are head and shoulders above Liverpool right now. All the injuries they're dealing with, they're still putting up way better numbers. So that's one thing. We've got Der Klassiker. You say it better than I do. Der Klassiker this weekend.
Ready. Well, you have to, because you're not doing enough German. It should be like, right. Der Klassiker.
Yes, precisely. That's better than I could do it.
Well, you need to every well, hold year, on, wait, well, hold on, hold on, wait. I want you to end it with, instead of an R, do like an AH at the end.
Okay.
Try it.
Der Klassiker.
Der Klassiker. There you
go. Der Klassiker.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, right, there you go. It is better. It is better.
My German, 9. No German for me. But I do like watching the Bundesliga. It's a great league, and we've got the two best teams by far playing each other this weekend, Bayern and Dortmund. Usually this means Bayern just wins, and then they win the Bundesliga, and really, like, this game, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't really matter because Bayern is way better than Dortmund this year. But this is the best Dortmund numbers I've had since I've been betting soccer defensively. Like, I haven't had a Dortmund defense rated this highly. I've been betting on soccer for 6 or 7 years now.
And they, they went to the Champions League final a couple years ago, so that's like a major compliment you're paying to them.
I mean,
right?
That was... The amount of pixie dust that team had. I think PSG hit the post 8 times in 2 matches against them. It was hilarious. But the actual defensive numbers are pretty good. They've only conceded 5 expected goals in 7 matches this year. It's way better than they've been in the past. And it kind of continues with the trend of what we saw early at the end of last season when they switched managers. And so I'm a little bit of a believer in this. As a result, you have to go up against the truck of Bayern. So there's 2 ways you can go about this. You could take Dortmund with the spread in that one, plus 1.5, or you could take under 3.5. Now, traditionally, these games end up being 2-1 or 2-2 every time. It is an awful sweat. I don't advise it. So if you are not for the faint of heart, take Dortmund on the spread, because they'll probably be live in this one. But if you have the gumption to hate yourself and watch a soccer match on a Saturday afternoon, and be like, oh, just pray that the most open game doesn't have that many goals. The total is high here at 3.5 because of, again, how good not just the Dortmund defense, but also the Bayern defense has been stellar too. So the defenses have been as dominant as they've ever been for these two teams. So I like 3.5 under, and I don't mind a little shot. Maybe Dortmund double chance is probably as high as plus 230. I don't mind it, actually.
I do think sports bettors are generally masochists. So when you're like, hey, if you want to hate yourself, everyone's like, where do I click the button?
It's like betting on the worst team plus. It's like betting the Titans, you know?
Yeah.
Except occasionally you win. Yeah.
I did it last week. It didn't go great. But I'll tell you what, though. That CLV, I tried to pay for my Amazon Whole Foods order with it, and they declined it, those sons of bitches.
I got a merchant around the corner I cash in my CLV with, yeah.
Do you have a Serie A bet for us? Like 20 seconds?
Let me look. Atalanta is a little cheap at home on Sunday against Lazio. That was the only one that jumped out to me.
Falcons. Oh, man. Did we lose Anthony? So I'll tell
so
you what.
Disgusted people, by your joke.
Hold on a second. Mike, put him on the screen. I love Anthony. This is a rough freeze frame for him.
That's what you called it back up.
Honestly,
hey, right, he's
Anthony,
back.
My back.
You're back with us. You were saying, Atalanta. You have 10 seconds. We're about to hit the break.
Oh yeah, I mean, Atalanta's the only thing that jumped out to me. They're a little cheap at home, minus 115. Even if downgrading Atalanta, which I have considerably this year, they've been considerably better than Lazio, and they're at home. So,
I'm proud of you, buddy. Your German was excellent, and now you get to say, unlike Rammstein said in the song "Du Hass," it is no longer 9. Anthony DeBundo from The Ringer. Be well, buddy. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for having me.
What are we doing next? When Nick Costos is money? Oh hell
LCS
yeah,
bets.
We are. Oh, we got, yeah. Oh, no, and also the baseball bets for the playoff games about to start.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.